Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, because see, we have things to do here.
Yeah, we got to talk to Patty Lachey.
Yeah, well, we do. It's not like we've got to.
No, we want to.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Hey, you're on. Your partner in Sullivan Lachey, one of the key public relations and lobbying outfits.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, no,
come on, they're right.
You're connected.
Well, thank you. Good to be here this morning.
Well, it's good to have you here, Patty. So, and you're involved in all kinds of things, and then we're talking about something that's taking place. What, next Thursday?
Next Thursday, the University of St. Joseph Women's Leadership Center. We've got our second annual women's forum. It's called Got Grit, and we're excited about it. We're looking forward to another good crowd. We've got a group of...
It's free, by the way.
Pardon?
It's free.
It is free. It is free. The university started the center about 2.5 years ago. And as it was transitioning from a single women's college to a co-ed college, the trustees and President Free felt it was important to continue the legacy of women's leadership and empowering women to take control of their communities and their careers. And so the Leadership Center got itself organized, and here we are.
What exactly are grit skills?
Thank you for asking.
Well, you can kind of synthesize it right down to passion and perseverance. It's kind of like the old adages, never say never, never die. The harder you work, the luckier you get. You can kind of use those as analogies. But it really is someone who has a goal in mind for a long term and continues to pursue it regardless of the ups and downs that they reach.
That's grit.
What is basically the Leadership Center do at St. Joe?
You know, it's interesting. It's founded based on research. We've got a couple of research projects going on about what characteristics and abilities does anyone, and in particular women, need in order to succeed.
Right.
It has some really valuable programming that we're putting together for both the students on campus and for the mid-level women leaders, for the seasoned women leaders. We're trying to develop a mentoring or sponsorship program for women so that you learn from others. And I think the most important part of it is really we want to go back to the research. We're funding a research grant this fall for a faculty member to look at what are the characteristics that can make women successful.
Are women finding it easier to be successful now?
Ooh, hard question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I get one
hard
a week.
Question.
I'm sorry again to you.
I don't know if it's easier. I think, you know.
Well, it's a successful woman.
Yeah, I think the world is changing. I think, you know, when I was in high school, women in sports, and you know better than anything what sports can teach women, that you see women all the time playing all kinds of team sports, individual sports.
Right.
That's grit. That's the, you know, you're down. You got to figure out how to win. You work together with the team, and maybe you win, maybe you don't win, but then you learn from that, and the next time you go out on the field or the court, you take those lessons and move forward.
Right.
I think some people may be afraid of grit because they think, you know, like, oh, that's not really...
Well, you scare me. You scare the heck out of me.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
You don't. You don't. But, no, and you know, here's a question. I don't know their biological determinants to this or not, but is grit different for a woman than it is for a man? Or are women reluctant to show grit because, you know, you'll come off as bossy. There's another B word, but I'm not going to use it, right?
Yeah, and it's true. I think a long time ago, one of my clients had to do a diversity training. And when he went to the training, he said, Patty, did you know that the Boy Scout oath is on my honor, I will do my duty. The Girl Scout pledge is on my honor, I will try. And so right from the beginning, it's manufactured in you. And so I think it is a little bit different, but I think I look at my granddaughter now. She's the most fearless little kid in the world.
That's
she
good.
Will jump off bridges.
She got that from grandma.
I don't know. I think her mother more than me, but
all right.
How do people register for the event?
Easy. You end up at the University of St. Joseph website. You go to the Women's Leadership Center, and we have some links there. We've got a great panel. We've got Flo Crisp from the CVS Health. She's their general counsel or vice president general counsel. We have Julie Meehan from the Metro Alliance, who's going to come and really focus in on the young professional type of leaders. Mm-hmm. We've got Erin Nadeau from the Hartford. She's the director of engineering. And we rounded out with Leslie Torres Rodriguez, who's the superintendent of schools. So
nice panel.
It's packed.
I want to tell you one thing they've been doing over there. And I think we went over there one Saturday to St. Joseph. And this is before it was the University of, I believe it was just college.
Yeah.
But they've been working a lot, and you were just talking about the engineering at UTC, that in fact they really encourage women to get involved in STEM and sciences.
Well, that's interesting. It's their foundation. You figure they're best known for their nursing programs.
And teaching.
And teaching. We've added a pharmacy school. We have a physician assistant school. And I think the sciences have been a strong kind of part of their success. And so it makes sense to really look at engineering. I know there's a program, I wish I knew more details about it, is with the University of Hartford. They got a grant this year and put on a program for entrepreneurs and developing new kinds of products. And they were presented them and they were awarded some certificates and, you know, winners. And I think that program hopefully will continue next year because I think entrepreneurship is a huge field.
Well, it's kind of where you are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I make things up.
Good. We could do this job
very quickly.
Well, thank you.
If somebody would like to sign up for this, because that's the only condition, is that you have to be registered. So once again, where do you go?
You're going to go to the website, which is usj.edu, and look for the Women's Leadership Center tab at the top.
Have fun.
Thank
you. Patty.
Thanks for coming.
And that's September 26th.
Yes.
It's not tonight, as was put on our show sheet.
I may be over there
for our producer. Yeah, well, let's go tonight. We'll get good seats.
We're going to line up for this. Hey, thanks,
Perfect.
Patty.
Thank you,
good
guys.
To see you.
It's bye-bye.
7:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.